Genesis chapter 27. Isaac is deceived. When Isaac was an old man, he was weak and he had begun to go blind. So he called his elder son to him.
Esau, my son, listen to me. Any day now, I could die. So go out hunting one more time. Take your bow and arrow and bring back some game for me to eat, the kind of tasty meat I love. Then I will give you my blessing before I die.
Isaac's wife, Rebecca, overheard all of this. She waited until Esau had gone, and then she called her beloved son Jacob to her.
Be sure to do everything I tell you,
she said,
and you will get the blessing of the firstborn son instead of Esau.
Jacob looked at her. He could see that she was determined that he would get the blessing, and no one would stand in her way.
Esau's gone hunting to fetch some food for your father,
she said.
So go fetch two of the best goats from our flock, and I will make a tasty stew. I know just how he likes it. And then you can take some food to him.
What if he recognizes me?
Not to worry. He won't.
All he has to do is touch me. My skin is smooth, but Esau is so hairy. My father will know the moment he touches me.
Rebecca took him firmly by the shoulders.
Quickly, quickly before Esau returns.
So, Jacob ran and fetched the goats, and Rebecca prepared the meal with the most delicious spices. She took Esau's best clothes and put them on Jacob. Then she took a goat skin and covered his neck and his arms. At last, Jacob was ready. He took the food to his father Isaac.
Here you are, father,
he said, trying his best to sound like Esau.
Who is it?
Said Isaac.
I am Esau, your firstborn child. Here's your special food.
Isaac was confused. Something was wrong.
But how did you get it so quickly?
He asked.
Oh, said Jacob. The Lord gave me wonderful success today.
Come near to me,
said Isaac.
Let me touch you.
Jacob stepped forward slowly and held out his arm covered in goatskin. Isaac slowly ran his old bent fingers along the hairy covering. He said.
The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the arms are the arms of Esau.
There was a long silence. Isaac was still troubled, and he touched his son again.
Are you really my son Esau?
He asked.
I am,
said Jacob with confidence.
Then bring me the food you have prepared, and I will eat it, and then I will bless you.
So, Jacob served his father.
Come here,
said Isaac.
Kiss your father.
Jacob went up to him and kissed him. And then Isaac smelled Esau's clothes on him. He was finally convinced. He pronounced his blessing.
May God give you dew from heaven and the riches of the earth. Let people serve you. Be lord over others and master of your brother.
Jacob smiled at his triumph. But he quickly left his father's side to hide from Esau, who was already walking toward the tent, carrying the game he had hunted and prepared with his own hands.
Father,
said Esau,
here I am.
What?
Said Isaac, lifting himself up from his bed, seeing nothing but hearing the voice of his firstborn son, the voice he knew so well.
Father,
said Esau,
sit up and eat the food which I've brought. I cooked it specially for you, just as you like it. Then, give me your blessing.
Who are you?
Asked Isaac. Esau smiled at his father's curious question. Perhaps he had been sleeping and was confused.
It's Esau,
he said.
Your firstborn son.
At this, Isaac trembled. He began to shake violently.
No, no,
he said.
Father,
who was it that came with the food and served it to me just now? Who came and knelt down and received my blessing?
Immediately, Esau guessed and started to cry. He knelt down beside his father.
Father, Father,
he pleaded.
Bless me too.
Isaac waved his hands and shook his head in terrible sorrow.
I have made him Lord over you. I have blessed him with all good things on earth. What can I do for you?
Have you only got one blessing? Bless me too,
cried Esau. So Isaac blessed him and promised that one day Esau would be free of his brother Jacob's power.